Risk-reward love bomb. Debt is an ancient problem, an ancient scourge on humanity. Even vampire bats have problems with debt. Seriously. They all go out hunting for blood, and just like any other group of animals going out looking for food, some get some don't. And like any other group of social animals, they have a social food system, a social hierarchy to keep the social order. For bats, they have both a sharing system and a credit system. If you get a lot of blood, you share it, and you remember who you shared it with. If you don't get any blood, you borrow some. And you remember who you borrowed it from. If you borrow some and don't pay it back, everybody will remember. And next time, nobody will loan you any blood if you need it. This idea, this feeling is built into humans. We don't like owing people. Debt is a huge problem today. Household debt, mortgage debt, government debt, corporate debt, student loan debt. We've got so much debt, our entire planet is underwater. Ideally, debts should only be used to create an income stream bigger than the debt. Like if you borrow a couple mil at 5% and you build something like a business that pays more than 5%. Easy peasy. This is why student loan debt or borrowing student loan money is an easy pitch. You borrow 50 grand. You get a degree, you get a fat job, you pay back the 50 grand with the salary from your fat job. Easy peasy, right? Only it's hard to pay back the 50 grand when you're working at Starbucks. This is the world we live in today. All of us are broke. Still, the laws of economics reign supreme. Find something that costs little but pays fat. A skill you could learn that could get you a ton of money. The reason people are so drawn to things like borrowing money for college is there is little risk beyond the financial risk. It's not risky to sit in a chair for 4 years while somebody else talks and fills your brain with allegedly valuable information. It's not risky to remember a bunch of stuff and take a test. It's not risky to send out resumes and hope yours gets picked. Because there's no risk, everybody does this. The trick is to find something risky that nobody else is doing. Not financially risky, not even real risky. Not like skydiving without a parachute or jumping into the tiger cage at the zoo to make a TikTok. I'm talking about only pretend risky. Things that are really easy and can easily make you a fortune. Some time to learn, a little bit of money to practice, but some massive rewards financially, socially, and emotionally. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.